Happy Wednesday and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today, September 29th, 2021. I'm your host, Stephen Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about Amazon's new MMO breaking records already, Netflix acquiring their first game studio, Battlefield 2042's beta dates, Marvel's Avengers coming to Game Pass, and Xbox consoles now supporting Dolby Vision. So let's get right into it. Our first news story today is that Amazon's new MMO has broken records already. This comes from Wesley LeBlanc at IGN. New World is already Steam's most played game of 2021, even though it's only been out for a day. Not only is Amazon Games' new MMO the most played game of 2021, but its all-time player count peak is also more than 200,000 players higher than Valheim's, which previously held the record. At the time of this writing, New World has 684,364 concurrent players and an all-time peak of 707,230, which it hit about a half hour ago. I don't know what time this article was written. Valheim, which has released earlier this year to much acclaim, previously held the record as the most played game on Steam this year with an all-time peak of 502,000 players. Over on Twitch, 947,000 viewers are watching New World streams. Perhaps those viewers are watching the game because it's really hard to play the game right now due to its ongoing launch day server stress. As noted by analyst Simon Carlos on Twitter, about 400,000 players are waiting to log into the game's EU servers. That doesn't even take into account the players looking to jump into other regional servers. So New World coming out of the gates pretty strong. I haven't seen too much hype about it. I mean, it's been delayed a few times and I'm not typically in those PC MMO circles, so maybe I just haven't been seeing the hype, but it seems like a ton of people want to jump into this game. Once they get those server issues sorted out and some more of the reviews start to trickle out, I think this game could be pretty big. Hopefully it has some legs. Our second news story today is that Netflix has acquired its first game studio. This comes from Nicole Carpenter at Polygon. Netflix has acquired Oxenfree developer Night School Studio, the company's announced Tuesday. The game studio, known for its branching narratives, will create original games for the streaming platform's nascent foray into video games. Night School Studio founder Sean Krenkel said in a blog post about the acquisition that the company will continue working on Oxenfree 2 Lost Signals, which it currently expects to launch in early 2022 on Switch, PS4, PS5, and Windows PC. As the first game studio to join Netflix on this new project, said Krenkel, Night School wants to, quote, stretch its narrative and design aspirations across distinctive, original games with heart. Krenkel added, our explorations in narrative gameplay and Netflix's track record of supporting diverse storytellers was such a natural pairing. It felt like both teams came to this conclusion instinctively. Night School Studio actually has a past with Netflix, as it reportedly worked on a Stranger Things game with shuttered studio Telltale Games. The Night School game was slated for release during Stranger Things' third season, according to a report from The Verge, and was created to bridge the gap between seasons 2 and 3. The project was never announced or canceled, according to The Verge, and the game evaporated after Telltale's surprise shutdown in 2018. Neither Netflix nor Night School Studio mentioned this project in its news release. I think this is a great fit for Netflix's first acquisition in the game space. Night School Studio has put out some really great branching narrative games. Oxenfree is really beloved. After Party was received well. So I think with more funding, more support to get more ambitious with their games after Oxenfree 2, we could see some really special games coming out of the studio. I'll be interested to see how they deliver them, if it's on only certain platforms via Netflix, all platforms via Netflix, or how that'll shake out. Our third news story of the day is that Battlefield 2042's beta dates have been announced. You can preload the beta on October 5th, and then if you have pre-ordered the game, you can get early access to the beta on October 6th and 7th, and then everyone will have access on the 8th and 9th. It will conclude on the morning of the 10th. There will be one map. It'll be Conquest and four specialists to play, 128 players on next-gen consoles, so definitely exciting to finally jump in. We really haven't heard too much about Battlefield over the last few weeks and months, especially with the delay, so kind of concerning. I'm worried that this game is going to launch without strong legs that it needs to kind of have a long tail to it, but hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully the game launches in a great state, because I would love to see Battlefield make a huge return like they've been talking about it making for so long. Our fourth news story today is that Marvel's Avengers is coming to Game Pass. This comes from Joseph Noop at PC Gamer. Just a little more than a month after Marvel's Avengers launched its Black Panther War for Wakanda expansion, Xbox has announced that the whole package is coming to Game Pass for PC, console, and cloud on September 30th. Getting Marvel's Avengers on Game Pass will get you all previously released content, plus all post-launch heroes and missions, including War for Wakanda and Black Panther. The only thing the Game Pass version is missing is the cosmetic DLC from the special Endgame Edition, but you can pay $20 to snag all that if you want it. Square Enix is holding a Quad XP event from September 30th to October 4th, presumably so players can level up T'Challa or other favorites faster. This seems like the best next step for Marvel's Avengers to put it on to Game Pass, get more players involved. I know personally, it's a game I'm interested in. I'm a big Marvel fan from the MCU, but I'm not going to pay money to play Marvel's Avengers. It's just not my type of game. But if we're on Game Pass, which it now is, I'm happy to jump in, give it a shot, and maybe I do get hooked and stay around for a while and pick up the later DLC. The only thing there is, you know, you won't get the Spider-Man DLC over on Xbox. That's only going to be on PlayStation, but we haven't even seen any of that yet. So this is a great move for Marvel's Avengers. I think a lot of players are going to hop in because of this, and hopefully they stick around for a while now that a lot of the issues with the game have been cleaned up. Our fifth and final news story of the day is that Xbox Series consoles now support Dolby Vision. This comes from Taylor Lyles at IGN. Starting today, Xbox Series X and S consoles now support Dolby Vision gaming, with, quote, more than 100 next-gen HDR titles optimized for Series X and S are available now or coming soon, according to Microsoft. As noted in the recent blog post, Microsoft says that the addition of Dolby Vision gaming should result in, quote, brighter highlights, sharper contrast, and more vibrant colors. Microsoft began testing the feature in May, but it was only available to some Xbox insiders. Both of Microsoft's consoles already support HDR, but only at HDR 10, a less advanced standard for HDR video. The upgrade to Dolby Vision gaming comes with the benefit of supporting dynamic metadata, allowing a compatible HDR TV to optimize the picture brightness. The Xbox Series consoles will be the first games consoles to support that feature. Definitely an awesome upgrade for next-gen Xbox owners who have a compatible display to run Dolby Vision. It's just another incremental visual upgrade for you, something that continues to improve the console you already have, so nothing wrong there. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of September 29th, 2021. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a Glitch Point podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe and have a fantastic rest of your day.